ladies and gentlemen. Oh my god, this is like the first time we get like a guy. For reals. Yeah. Except for our snarky. But he never actually comments during the chapters. I'm still trying to get him to read the book.
Yeah.
So, you're our first one, Mog. Thank you. Yay.
Yeah.
That's it. You're like, yeah. So much enthusiasm in your tone right there.
Yeah,
okay. I think that's like the yes, ja.
I'm so happy.
Right. You're like Squidward, aren't you? So does that make me SpongeBob or something?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Let's go back to the book. Grown-up stuff, right? So Julia tells him there's never been anyone before or after. You're the only one, Gabriel. Winky. Oh, can you imagine? Snarky said, yes, master! We did it! We're the only ones! The princesa only wants us!
We are in because...
Yes. We still have that place. Twitchy and the master were here. Crazy, but yeah.
Morgan said, you're Sandy.
You know, you're not the first one who says I'm more like Sandy than anything else. So thank you! I guess I'll start speaking like her. Y'all? Maybe. I need my astronaut costume.
Oh, God.
So, woo! Oh, wait. What does Nonay say? I see Paul. She says, Paul is so kind, steadfast.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nonay. I miss my palsy walsy. Okay. Focus. All right. So, yes, Gabriel closes his eyes for an instant, and he's relieved because... Despite the fact that she was angry and she felt betrayed, she did not go to bed with another man. She wasn't unfaithful. And he thinks she didn't lose hope in him. Yay! But, technically speaking, she did go to bed with someone else. But it didn't really involve sex. She just went to his bed. But he slept on a couch, so it's all good. Don't worry, Gabriel. Cheers. Yay. Oh, I think I lost my partner. Oh, you're still there. Okay, yay. Oh, Nona, you're laughing at me. Yes, I do notice Paul's name right away. She says, Betty's ear picks up at the mention of Paul. So, yeah. And then Susie is just pouring... vinegar in my wound. She said, well, at least she felt nothing from the kiss. Really? How does she not feel anything?
That rude, please. We are not talking about bonds. You're waking Betty's back side.
I need to add more chapters to my fanfiction of that kiss. Because stuff happened after that kiss. I don't care what Julia says. There was fireworks. Okay. It's okay. I'm not crying. Okay. So we would just keep going. Oh, Monica. She's still going. She says that they are delicious.
Please.
Just kidding. She says they're dull, but maybe dull for you, but delicious for me. Okay.
Go back to the chapter. Ignores Monica's.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Because if we keep going, we are never going to finish this chapter.
No, but did you read...
We are engaged in a fight that...
Wait. Did you read Morgan's comment? He says, Paul is the cute one, but I like George. Beatles joke. You know, Paul, John. Ringo.
Ringo,
stop.
I like Ringo.
See? So high five, Mog. I like Paul. Okay.
Although Ringo wasn't cute.
He was cute. No, you know, you could sing Octopus's Garden with him.
But I like the way he moves and, you know,
I'm forever going to remember that joke. Paul is the cute one, but I like George. Okay. Oh, okay. So let's go back. I like Gabriel in this chapter, so let's keep going. I bet you the boss is like, finally! Okay, so he closes his eyes, and yes, she did not give up hope on him. Yay, good for you. And then he tells her, thank you. Which he kind of reminded me of Ross from Friends. I love you. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, thanks. Gabriel.
Thank you.
Right? Oh, Morgan say they all look up to Ringo because he had a beer and drank whiskey. Cool. You know, and he wore a lot of rings. Yeah, like, okay. Well, anyway, so yay! So, she was faithful to you. I don't know if the thank you comes from Gabriel or Gabriel and Twitchy, but there's a thank you, like, thank you. Winky.
Yeah, master, say thank you.
Say thank you. Right? So, aww. Okay, so yes, he thanks her, and then he tells her that he has to tell her that, remember when you confessed to the dean, Julia? Remember how you told him that we were together? That's when they caught us. So it was Julia's fault! Right? Kinda. So he tells her that, Sugar, the lawyer, was prepared to do the we know nothing, we play the fifth. Were you having an affair with her? La 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 la. But once Julia opened up her mouth and started singing like a canary, well, you know, everything went downhill because she confessed, and that was enough corroboration for the hearing officers. Ooh. But then Julia goes like, we had an agreement, Gabriel. An agreement. They were supposed to work together. Right? Are you sleeping with him? No, but I would love to. Okay, awkward. So, yeah, but he tells her, yes, I had agreed with you, but once I realized what was going to happen to your career, I just couldn't let it go, Julianne. Your career, that promise I made, that took over. So, oh, poor Gabriel. And then, yeah, they were threatening to end her career. He couldn't just watch it happen. And Julia doesn't buy it. He says that, well, you know, we could have done something, mister. Pam says, emails are like diamonds. Apparently, yeah, they are forever. So, aww. So yeah, Julia apparently tried to plead because he reminds her, well, did they listen to you? Did you just stand there when they were telling you that I was this crazy rapist man manipulating the students? And she's like, no, I pleaded with them. You saw them. They didn't listen. Oh, yeah. Remember that? So, they didn't listen to you. Why would they listen? Because you're the student. You're the innocent victim who fell into the trap, into the professor's bed, apparently.
Students are always the victim.
Well, not always.
According to the rules.
Well, according to the rules, yes. But we know that that's not always the case. Remember Professor Singer?
Yes. And then, now you're going to say Paul.
Oh, since you brought it up. Yeah, Paul was the victim in that case.
You need help about that, yes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so, the rules are written in a way so that the students are safe and the professors receive the punishment. And apparently, Professor Chakravarti was already in Julia's side. She was on Team Julia. Right, she hates you, Gabriel. What did you do to the poor woman? We shall never know.
I mean,
What? Could you repeat that again?
I get it. Move on.
Okay.
I mean, because we talk.
Okay.
I'm going to repeat one. Gotta remember that every gay parent is arrogant.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, Gabriel didn't make a lot of friends when he was in Toronto, so... Okay. So yeah, so Chakravarti was on your side, and then they found your email. What? What email? What are you referring to?
I was so mad in Gabriel's inferno, why? Because of that email, everything was worse.
Well, yeah, there is no way I can defend Julia in this case. Because in case you don't remember that unforgettable email, well, do you want a little memory reread of that email? Okay, so in the email, Julia says, "Dr. Emerson, stop harassing me. I don't want you anymore. I don't even want to know you. If you don't leave me alone, I will be forced to file a harassment complaint against you. And if you call my father, I will do just that. Immediately. If you think I'm going to let an insignificant thing like this drive me from the program, then you are very much mistaken. I need a new thesis director, not a bus ticket home. Regards, Miss..." Oh my, she even put the Miss. "Miss Julia H. Mitchell, lowly graduate student, on knees more than the average whore. P.S. I will be returning the M.P. Emerson bursary next week. Congratulations, Professor Avalar. No one has ever made me feel as cheap as you did Sunday morning." I'm not crying.
She wasn't crying, but okay. So, I love your recreations, baby.
You what?
Your recreations.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, see, Lori, she has the sound effects and everything.
So, yes, Leslie is saying that Julia showed her age in that email. Yep. She was...
You know, in that moment, we need someone like Christian.
Mm-hmm.
That he erased all the emails between Anna and him.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
So something that has to happen with that email.
Well, you know, that, or we could do it like the Mission Impossible movies. This email with the computer will self-destruct in 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh! Dean Harris, you lost your computer. Right. Oh, we're so freaking crazy. We are like, our minds are in the same synchronization wavelength. We're just crazy.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Woo!
Yes, you're contagious.
I'm contagious? Okay. Thank you, Carla. She thinks my soundtracks are adorable. Thank you. Well, see, we did a duet.
She has to be in the Gabriel's movie.
I see.
Morgan says she knows how sensitive the professor is about girls in their needs.
Right.
Yeah. Especially with heels.
Yeah. Well, then get a pillow. Duh. No, just kidding. Well, I don't know.
That camera.
I still think that the reason the professor is so sensitive about his knees is because Professor Singer made him get on his knees. God knows for how long. And now he's like, never! Never! The memories, the horror!
Yeah.
I bet you Twitchy recorded that or something, like, yeah. Blackmail him with this.
Yes. And then I say an applause to Betty.
Oh, thank you.
And Leslie said perfect harmony.
Right? We need to practice. We will be so much better if we practice.
With the group Fifth Harmony, we are going to be two.
Two harmony? It's called a duo. But okay, you better not leave. Fifth Harmony, one left. Fifth Harmony with four members. Like, so where's the Fifth Harmony? You can't do a duet with like one person.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so let's go back to the email. Yeah, the email. Yeah. So, how about that? So Julia goes like, so it was my fault. He goes, no. Yes. Yes, it was Julia. Where he's saying no, but the rest of us are saying yes. But, you know, he does. Yes, it wasn't your fault. But we're saying yes. Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, but she helped.
She helped. A lot of factors make the big puzzle, you know, a lot of pieces.
Especially when you say, we love it. I love it.
Oh, yeah, with that. Like, I don't regret anything. I would do it all over again.
He was my first time in
In Italy. Remember,
I
Gabriel.
I felt the rhythm. Remember. A lot.
And then she's gonna show, I don't know, God forbid, a picture of them the next day laying in bed together. Like, oh God, Julia, why do you carry that picture with you in her locket? Okay. Anyway.
Oh God. So yes, it was Julia's fault a little bit too.
A little bit.
She
helped
big time.
Well, she really wanted to prove that it wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
So
I love him. And then she felt
right.
Oh my God.
And then you see in her arm, her wrist, maybe she has like Julia and Gabriel heart tattoo thingy forever.
Yes.
So All right. Anyway, so yes, that Gabriel tells her. Oh yeah, this is one of my favorite quotes. I persuaded you that you couldn't, that we could break the rules and get away with it. And then, instead of taking responsibility for my actions, I sat there behind my lawyer. You were the only one brave enough to tell the truth. Well, yeah, you sat there. Where's Gabriel?
Yeah, he sat there in silence.
Silence.
And Sugar, too. Sugar
well,
was silent,
Sugar
so.
Was like, I object, Your Honor. She's delusional. Look at her. She might be, you know, a psycho.
But then Sugar was sad, too.
Yeah, Sugar after that.
There was a Sugar. Are you still there?
I bet you Sugar was like in his mind, like, I've never lost a case. What happened?
Yeah, I think Sugar wasn't shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing Julia's reactions. Yes, but I love him, and he loved me, and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, yes, my career is
it's
lost.
Over.
Yes.
Oh, poor
over,
Sugar.
Over, over. And then he was listening, you know, far away. Well, we love him. We love each other.
Right.
Yeah.
But probably by then, Sugar is thinking, I should retire. No one needs to know about this case. This case never happened. We will burn the evidence, the documents, everything.
Yeah. You know, I was laughing when Gabriel said, you were the only one brave enough to tell the truth. And then he said, yes. Once you did, I have to confess.
Right.
Okay. So it wasn't a remedy. I have to do it.
Right. Thanks, Julia.
Yeah, thank you, Julia.
You did a good job.
Yeah. It wasn't your fault.
Mm-hmm. Right, so why? Thank
Winky.
You. Meanwhile, Soraya was like, it's the best case I've ever won. I love it.
I am the best
ever.
I'm in the top of the world.
Right. I bet you she was like, I can't wait to tell Melanie what happened today.
Yes, her I friend. Can buy something like a reward.
Right. Anyway.
Good.
Damn it, I still need to ask the boss if that was Melanie or who was the blonde woman. Anyway, so I bet you he doesn't remember by now in that chapter.
Yeah, he was, damn it, Betty. I have to review that.
Don't worry, I paced the chapter.
I don't have time for that because I'm doing
I
other
know,
things.
I know, poor boss. Anyway, so yeah, he had to accept, Gabriel had to accept the sanction. He was going to get punished. He was trying to make this case wrap it up quickly so Julia could graduate and everything would be fine, right?
Yeah.
The hearing officers. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Leslie said, Julia was trying to prove that their love was pure. And true. She wasn't any of the repercussions.
Yeah, she wasn't thinking.
Clearly. She wasn't thinking. Yeah,
she was drunk in love. Yeah. So, yeah.
I love you. And then he left.
Meanwhile, Gabriel like, Shuto, woman,
yeah.
Shuto.
Yes.
Why are you speaking Japanese, Gabriel?
I'm sorry, that is not Japanese. That is a way to
to what?
In Venezuela.
Okay.
So, excuse me, it's not Japanese.
Okay.
Oh.
Shito. Okay.
You say Shito, but okay. It's not Shito.
We're running out of time.
Listen to
okay.
Me.
Shito. Okay.
No.
Let's keep it's going. Like, we're losing time.
No. Wait.
Okay.
It's like you said Perline. It is not Perline. It's Perline.
Yeah.
So, now you say
So, is this like a, we're going to have a special program, Willie?
What?
My name is William, not Willie. It's a Shito. What is the boss is going to go next? It's Sylvain Reynard, not boss. Special retreat for her.
And it's not Becky, it's Rebecca.
Rebecca. It sounds better as
and
Becky.
And it's Lady Catherine Picton.
Right.
Oh my god. And it's not Sugar.
Whatever. Tomato, tomato.
No.
You get a nickname, that means I love you. Mazel tov, congratulations, carry on.
Okay.
Yes. So, there you go. Anyway, so he tells her that, yes, the hearing officers were more than happy to press, leave everything behind. No one needs to see the show, the spectacle, the professor having an affair with his student, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Morgan said, maybe in Japanese, ha 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 means Yes. No, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, it's a laughter.
Oh. Let him
it's
be.
Like
it's okay.
Yeah, baby. No, it's not like that.
Ja, ja, ja. That's what,
No, ja, ja, ja. It's like you're fighting or something.
Well,
yeah.
I know someone who was asking our snarky, what does ja, ja, ja mean? He's like, oh, that's a laugh. He's like, oh, I thought it was something else. Anyway, so there you go. Ja, ja, ja.
Yeah, the way you say ja, 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 it's like, you know, the martial arts hit, you know, ja, ja. Like Jackie Chan, you know, and ja, ja. That's,
okay.
It's ha, ha.
Okay.
But okay. So
okay, so let's go back. So the hearing officers were going to be lenient with Gabriel, but apparently it seems that Gabriel and the hearing officers had different ideas of what that meant. So, So Jeremy, who was Gabriel's boss, was really upset because right now that meant that he was going to lose Gabriel as the professor. And he didn't want to lose him in this semester, and he most definitely did not want the scandal to be out there because he was going to embarrass them, not only him, Jeremy, but the college, the colleagues, and the students. And then there was this little jewel, an extra, a bonus. There was Krista. doctor who was filing a lawsuit against the university.
Bitch.
Right, you know, good old Prista.
Like Samia would.
Right. The fruta was ready to sue the school. She was claiming that the professor wanted to have an affair with her. And she said, "No, professor, it's not right. You're the professor. I'm just a student. Get away from me." And then she was running away. Right, Krista?
Yeah, Susie's a pretty cow.
Hey. More respect for the cows.
Cow, because cows are better than Krista.
Yeah, you're going to give my little Mary Sunshine self-esteem problems.
Okay.
My little cow. Anyway. So, yeah. So, apparently, Gabriel tells her, explains that the rules are written in a way that these professors are punished because they have power. The student is not. So, see?
Yeah, see? I told you. Because apparently, like, the rules are also protecting the students. Like, the student is always the victim.
Right? Oh, I'm reading Neone. She says, "Samia is looking for you, Krista." Where is Samia?
I don't know. She left.
She's probably having lunch, so cheers.
Having lunch?
Yeah.
Sleeping, you know?
I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, cheers. Woo. So we have a favorite quote, and this comes from Leslie.
Woo-hoo.
At least I think it was a favorite quote, because she says, "I love all of this in this chapter." So mm-hmm. I'm assuming, oh God, I still remember Pam's lesson with that. The favorite quote is, "The only power you had over me was love."
Oh my God. Because, so now with that?
Right.
Yes, Julia is back to your arms, Professor. She's yours.
Right? And then he kissed her softly. Thank you. Ross.
Ross.
So if this were Friends or a remake of Friends, da na 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 na, Ross, aka Gabriel. Yay! So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Rachel! Julia! La la na na na. Monica! It's Catherine Picton!
Oh my God.
Well, you know, she likes everything in order.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, see? And then last, Rachel is Phoebe! Smelly cat. Rachel is Phoebe.
Oh, Rachel.
Smelly
Rachel
cat.
From the book, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because there are two Rachels in the French.
Rachel? Okay.
No, Rachel in the French. Sorry, in France. And then Rachel in our book, so.
Oh, yeah, okay. No. Oh, Leslie has to go. Bye, Leslie.
Bye, Leslie.
And then
thanks
just
for joining us.
Just to finish the "I'll be there for you. Joey is Joey is snarky and Paul is Chandler. So yay.
Oh my God. So technically Paul is married with Catherine Picton because Catherine Picton is Monica.
Yeah, because I'm not reading in the book yet, so they're gonna have fun.
Another a parallel universe?
Yeah.
Okay. We are not drunk, people in the chat room. We are drunk. They're normal, you know?
I'm melting, so that's my excuse. Yeah. I don't know about you.
Oh, so that is the power that Kat has in you?
The heat? Yeah. Meltdown, you know.
Yeah.
Like a computer, just shutting down.
Are you drinking a special water or something?
Oh, just water.
Oh,
with a little hint. We're back to the good old special water days. Yes. Okay, so let's go back to the chapter. And this is my favorite quote, because after he kisses her softly, Gabriel's heart was full almost to the brim. She didn't look back at their time together and view him the way the hearing officers did. She hadn't recoiled when he kissed her. Aww. In fact, her lips had welcomed him. She gave him hope that by the end of his story, she'd still be at his side. Aw, Gabriel, you have hope.
Aww.
So cute. Aw. Oh, Monica's saying she had ice cream. Cool. What flavor? Okay, so yeah. By the way, how come Monica, how come Julia is not melting so many freaking candles in this freaking tent?
Yes, and it's hot.
It's hot.
It's normally hot when you are around Gabriel, and then it's hot.
Hot,
like the weather.
Oh, Susie, you're in the cold weather? Good for you. We're in my inferno day one.
We are warm here. Mm-hmm. It's not like hot. It's not cool. So it's like warm.
Okay. So there you go. Okay, so let's continue. Jeremy apparently didn't listen to... Well, he listened to Gabriel when he says, "I beg you, help me, I will do anything. Even Julia goes like, "Wait, anything?
Are you sure?"
I was desperate, woman. I had to tell him I would do anything. So, oh yeah. So, apparently Jeremy and the hearing officers wanted Gabriel to stop talking to Julia. And since he was desperate, he didn't want Julia not to graduate, ruin her career. He agreed. He was desperate. Aww. And then Julia moves away like, "Oh, what the? Seriously, Gabriel?" So, yes, Jeremy persuaded the committee that yes, Gabriel was going to end the affair. He would not speak to the Principessa. And then we find out that the hearing officers decided that as of now, he was no longer going to supervise female graduates for 3 years. That was a punishment. They were afraid that he would seduce another student. Because Julia is gone, so he needs a replacement. The next submissive. What is he, Christian Grey?
Yeah, could you imagine? Oh, my.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, this is not 50 Shades of Grey, and we're not in Seattle.
Yeah.
Jeremy, put down the book. Maybe Dean Aris was reading 50 Shades and he goes like, "This must be what the professor was doing." Maybe.
Maybe, reading the guy from,
right?
I don't know, the website professors.
Although, I'm really disappointed with him because he let Singer get out like nothing. So, whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's trying to make up for that mistake. And now he's like, "I'm not going to be soft this time. I'm going to be hard on the professors."
You can talk with Paul and say, "Paul, complain again."
Right?
"And then we are going to fire her."
See, I think maybe the other professors found out that Dean Aris let Singer go. And they were like, "No power. Such a weak man," and now he's trying to make up for it.
Okay,
maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Gabriel tells Julia that yes, he told them that they will end things immediately. And he was told that if he violated the condition, that they would reopen the investigation.
Oh my.
He was told that they would open it, and Julia.
Again.
Julia, come back. It's not over.
Yeah.
So, that's not good.
It will be worse because can you imagine if you start in Harvard and mm-hmm. then the case reopened or something like that? So, it will be worse.
Right. Now, the new professors would know about it. It wouldn't be a hush hush. Mm-hmm. And now maybe it will be like a scandal. It will be like on the Today Show or like a 2020 with Barbara Walters. She's retired. Okay. Anyway, so yeah. Apparently the dean, Gabriel, tells Julia that the dean suspected that Julia was telling the truth, that they had a consensual relationship, and he was not going to let them walk away, which I thought it was funny. Walk into the sunset together. Like, Gabriel, when did we get horses? Shh, just ride. Just ride.
Oh, we are gone.
Right? Meanwhile, in a corner, you see the dean, like, they won't get away with this. Right? He turned into Jack. The dean. Oh, my.
You know, Gabriel wants to be, you know, like, poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, in that moment with the sunset together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, yeah. Wait, what?
So this is where sunset together, you know, like, mm-hmm. like poetic.
Yeah. He was still trying to be the charmer. You
yeah,
sexy stud.
And his words.
Right.
In the right moment.
And then Julia tells him that email you wrote, it was cruel. Don't touch me. So, well, maybe, I don't know. So, yes, Gabriel tells her, well, I sent it from the university's email account. Surely you must have realized that it was just to show Aris that we were over. Wait, what?
He said that he assumed that she will notice that he was from the university email account, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes.
So in that moment he was assuming that, but in that moment he was thinking that Julia understands Heinz clues.
Oh, yes, that she gets the codes.
Yeah, but she doesn't, she's not good at it, so...
Right, so yeah, Gabriel, that doesn't work for Julia. Which reminds me that Pam has a lovely lesson for the professor, and that's assume he makes an ass of you and me.
Uh-huh.
Assume, get it?
Oh, my God.
Did I say it right, Pam?
Oh. That's a bad joke.
No, but she's right. It made an ass of Gabriel and Julia, so it was an ass of you and me. Ooh. Drop mic.
Okay.
Drop the mic, Pam.
Yes, next.
Okay. She said almost, LOL. Okay, so maybe you can clarify the lesson, Pam. I can't tell jokes and the lesson right, apparently.
Yes,
the damn heat is killing my brain.
You still do it.
Yeah. Why did you lie to me? mic drop,
enough.
She says. There you go. Okay, fine. So, carry on. Like, Gabriel, turn off the candles. It's too hot. Couldn't we do it in a pool or something? The whole conversation and everything.
No, it will be nice.
It will be better. I will pay attention. So, anyway. Like, Julia, I love you. Do you hear that? The mosquito is here.
And they're trying to kill the mosquito.
Right. Okay, thank you, Pam.
I think I got it.
Wait, don't move. It's sitting in your head. Okay, Pam says, assume makes an ass of you and me. Oh, see, there you go. Assume. So, thank you, Pam. Okay.
Thank you, Pam.
Thank you. So let's go back before my dogs interrupt any further. So he tells her, have I ever spoken to you like that before?
Hell yeah.
And Julia gave him a challenging look, which I was doing the same thing. Like, really? Seriously? Okay, well.
Can you want me to name the moment?
I thought you were trying to make up for all the crap you've done, and you were trying to seduce me into your arms, not make me recoil and just walk away from you, mister.
So
then he tells her, I mean that I've spoken to you after I realized who you were, you know, my principessa Beatrice, please don't get mad at me.
Again.
Again. So
that's your way to win me back. back, Gabriel?
Seriously?
Yes, it is. Do you want me to remember?
Wait, I got it. It was in your cheek. Oh, it flew away. Aw.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Really? Oh, god. Yeah.
Oh dear god.
Damn mosquitoes.
Forgive us, please.
Shh. Right?
Sometimes it's good when he doesn't leave.
Oh. I don't even want to imagine what he would say. Like, there he is drinking his scotch and then spits the whole container.
All over the computer.
Like, turn their program off. Shut it down. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to the story. Right, boss? Okay. So we find out that Jeremy, remember when Krista went to Jeremy's office after the hearing? Wait, Krista went to Jeremy's office and Paul was there and, Krista's like, oh, say hello to... What?
Paul is a mission.
No, but remember, this is a flashback, Remember when Krista was coming out of Jeremy's office and she was telling Paul that she was going to go transfer to Columbia? And Paul's a bit concerned, like, what, didn't Jeremy go there? She's like, oh, yes, he did. Oh, by the way, can you send Julia my regards? I have to go. And then she left.
Uh-huh.
That was a flashback. Krista was going to sue the university, and Jeremy persuaded Krista to drop the charges. He told her that the professor was going to be expelled and that he was not going to be there. So that's why she dropped them. That's the flashback. That's what happened. See? This is why it's good to remember, Paul.
I don't know. I'm curious about how Jeremy convinced her, because she was so sure to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to think that Jeremy was using, you know, the sex.
I don't know. I think we asked the boss. Oh, yeah. We did ask the boss if Jeremy and Krista had an affair or something happened. He was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, no sex. Yay! Thank you, boss. Thank you. Kisses. You're the best boss in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you,
Bob. So apparently, yeah, the German did warn Gabriel if he found out that Julia and Gabriel were seeing each other, he will no longer help them. So, and Julia says, that's blackmail. That's academia.
That's academia. Yes, I agree with Gabriel in that moment. Yeah, it's not blackmail. They're doing, you know, how did you say tratos in English?
Making a deal?
A deal, yes. So you have to respect the deal.
Mm.
That's not blackmailing.
The agreement. Well, yeah. Jeremy didn't want to lose the ability to hire faculty, and he did not want to lose students. Students bring the moolah, right? The money.
But at some point, I agree with Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
If Gabriel have an agreement and he said that he will do anything to save Julia's studies, and then Gabriel like broke this agreement, you know, it was like a betraying Jeremy. So Jeremy is putting everything in his power to help him.
Right.
So you are going to screw it again. So if you do it again, I wouldn't leave a finger to help you.
Right.
And I agree with Jeremy in that moment. So that is not blackmail.
Well,
maybe
remember,
it's blackmailing between Krista and Jeremy, because Krista likes to enjoy this kind of situations.
Mm-hmm.
But between Jeremy and Gabriel, I don't think so.
Right. Well, remember, Jeremy had spoken with Gabriel during the hearing, and he did tell him, why didn't you tell me this was happening? I could have tried to help you before, so I wouldn't look like an ass right here in front of my superior with no clue of what the heck you were doing and no way of showing anything that you weren't breaking the rules. So yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he did lie though. For Gabriel, he did say that the bursary came from some other private company, that it was Jeremy, who decided to give the money to Julia. not that yeah. it was Gabriel who all of a sudden...
Jimmy was mm-hmm. saving his ass. So yes, he was. So we have to be respectful of that.
Mm-hmm. So then we find out that Gabriel knew that Jeremy and Julia were going to interview Julia.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I remember.
I knew. So
When the DM asked her something about
yes,
that.
Yes, you haven't heard of the professor, not even an email or something. So, you knew! You knew that Gabriel was going to try to do something. So, Okay, so yeah. then Julia tries to figure out, why didn't you tell me, Gabriel? Why did you leave me in the dark? You could have tried to speak to me. You could have tried making up, we need a recess, Your Honor. This yeah. is the university, not a court. Whatever. Recess. Jeremy, get us some coffee. Yes, Master. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe, I don't know. So he tells her that he did try to speak to her, but what would have happened if Julia knew the actual plan? Would she be like,
no,
okay,
she was screwed again.
No problem,
but
my darling.
We love each other.
Right.
And I love you, well, and you love me.
Well, she would probably say, like, yes, Gabriel, we will do everything you say, just like you said. Okay, great. And then they go in, I can't let you do this to him. I honestly don't understand why you can't accept our love. It's pure. I'm his Beatrice. He's my Dante. Like, oh my
yeah,
gosh, she's delusional.
Oh my gosh, swallow me ground.
Right. So, yeah. So, Julia tells him that she wouldn't actually let him go through with the whole plan that he had. And he says, exactly, this is why I didn't tell you, Missy. So, ooh. Yeah, but he had hoped that she would forgive him someday. Eventually, one day, she would just say, Gabriel, I forgive you. You sacrificed our love, you son of your lovely mother. But I forgive you.
Yes, I knew that he had good reason.
Right, aww. But again...
Because I know that Gabriel loved her.
He loves her. He loves her. He tells her all yeah. the time, I love you.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, Julia, again, she's still thinking, but you could have said something in the hallway. You could have spoken to me. And he's like, I did try to speak to you, but then John, Sugar, and Soraya just kept interrupting. Remember?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they love each other. I think... I'm so sure that Sugar and Soraya love each other, but they don't know, they don't want to say, yes, I love you, because they always fight.
What if?
It's like a, between the hate and the love, a thin line.
Right. So who knows, maybe after that terrible fight, after... everything, once Julia and Gabriel left, those two hook up again.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Like, ring,
ring. Well, I don't think so that it wasn't right away, but I think maybe later because, you know, Sugar was so mad at Gabriel.
Well, yeah.
And Soraya was stressed because she was trying to calm down Julia, so.
Well, yeah, but it's been like, what, 3 months? I think by now they're like, I forgive you. Okay, take off your shirt, Sugar, with pleasure. Bam. Okay, you two.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, apparently Gabriel says that he did want to tell her that it was going to be temporary. They were going to break up for a little while, and then once everything was done, they were going to get back together. So, ooh. That was his plan.
Uh-huh.
And then Julia thinks that it doesn't make sense. He promised he wouldn't speak to her, and yet he did. He sent a message. So, what the heck happened?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't you send me an email? And then, this is hysterical. I thought it was like, oh my god. He tells her, I knew you were watched, and that the dean would interview you to find out if I kept my promise. I worried about your ability to lie. And then I was about to make an edit out of this because I thought it was hysterical.
Yes.
She says, "That's bullshit. You could have sent me an email." Huh?
Really, Julia? You really, it was, "That's bullshit"?
Well, really? This is the funny part. She goes like, "You could have sent me an email and explained it, and I could have pretended to be heartbroken. I'm not a good actress, but I can act a little."
Like, I don't think so, Julia. You're a terrible liar.
Can you imagine her? Actress. Like, I was in the high school production of My Fair Lady. Give me some credits here.
Yeah.
I was part of the drama team.
Yes.
Oh, young men. Well, how could you? You know, like the skits in school. Where they have to read something and you can tell they're reading it. They're not acting it out.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Bye, Carla.
Bye, Carla.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh, birthday. She has to go. Oh, it's her dad's birthday. So, happy birthday. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Julia.
Hurry.
Yeah. So, yeah, Julia, you think you're a good actress. Good luck with that,
no,
sister.
No, you're not good at it.
So, yeah. Anyway, but then she explains to him that when he looked at her with that look of disgust, she felt really, really bad. Like, he hates me. I ruined everything and he hates me. And Gabriel proceeds to explain that no, he wasn't giving that ugly look of disgust to her. He was disgusted with himself and the hearing officers and everything that was going on. I swear. Again, I swear. Principessa, listen to me. Aww. So at that moment, Julia starts crying a little bit. Aww. And she feels a bit relieved because finally, after all these months, she's getting the answer to her question, which was, does he hate me? No. He doesn't hate you at all. Oh, Pam says, golly, Miss Scarlet.
Oh, I don't know what it's that, but okay.
Old movies, you know, 1950s.
No, I don't know.
Golly. Okay, anyway. So, yeah. And Gabriel tells Julia that he hates that he made her cry again. Aww. And Julia says, I have to go home. You can stay with me. Aww. Well, I don't know. Julia starts thinking, I could stay, but then I will be weak. I will fall into his trap. And then I won't be able to speak my mind and think clearly. Or I could go to my house, my apartment, which is cold. And only cowards go back home. No, Julia, but okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sure, cowards go home. Whatever.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah.
Anna says, 1939, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, that's
but
a good
movie. I
haven't
seen that movie.
Okay. So yeah, Julia's thinking, what should I do? But my heart. She tells him, I should go, but I can't bring myself to leave right now. So he's then,
Winky.
He tells her,
Winky face.
Then stay. Oh, stay in my arms. Okay. So okay. He
open your arm.
Right, he gives her a kiss in the forehead and then he gets up, he turns off most of the candles, thank God. And then he just leaves a few on and then he goes back into the futon. He lays there with her with a little blanket, they get covered up, they make a little mess. Aww. And then she says, Gabriel, yes, I missed you. And then again, Ross.
Thank you.
What the hell, dude?
Yeah, but it's okay because the previous, in the chapter 44, in the part 1 that we read, he say I love you like twice. And she didn't say anything, not even thank you. So that is the way that she's saying I love you. And he says thank you.
Gabriel.
Thank you for saying
Gabriel,
that.
I miss you. Thank you. Okay.
Oh my God. But I think that thank you side is what, like, a thank God she missed me as much as I missed her.
See, thank you, Susie. She says, that was so odd.
Yeah.
And Lori says, he was so What? He is grateful.
Yes. It was so, like, thank you, God, that you said that.
Twitchy's like, oh, gods of all ex-virgins who are finally back in the Sultan's tent. Thank you for bringing my precious back.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
So apparently Twitchy prays now, and Julia doesn't. Uh-huh. Okay. So Julia confesses that she used to lie awake at night and wish he were there. Oh, poor, poor Julia. And this is Susie's favorite quote. Susie! Yay! And the favorite quote is, Gabriel's eyes water at the sound of her vulnerability and her courage. If he ever had a moment's doubt that he would love and admire her forever, no matter whether she chose him or not, that doubt faded away like a wisp of smoke.
Aww.
And then he tells her, me too. Aww. My God!
We're back.
Yes. And so night falls. Well, it's night, so yeah, it's night again. And the two lovers fall asleep, listening to crickets.
Okay, wait. Okay, got it.
Wait, there's another one. Are you sure we can't go to your home? It's like right there. This is supposed to be romantic.
I'm sorry, it wasn't your bag.
Right. So, how long are we going to stay here?
Oh, you know what is that? Oh, I don't know how to say owl in English.
Owl.
Owl? Owl, yeah.
Right. Oh, and let's not forget, they have a little pond.
Oh, and the fishes. Frog. I don't know how to say frogs.
Oh, yeah, the frogs.
Frogs.
Great. So, there you go. Yay!
We are in the middle of the, I don't know, forest?
Right? So, good imagination. So, okay, so that concludes chapter 45. Yay! Our next podcast, we're going to take next week off because it's Father's Day. So we want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are in your lives, or the lovely men who make your lives better. So yay! So we'll be back next Sunday, in 2 weeks, Sunday, June 25th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. And we're going to go over chapter 46. Ooh.
That's nice.
With Gabriel, what will happen next?
So, yeah, baby.
Yeah, finally.
So, thank you, guys.
Thank you for joining us and for listening.
And for laughing. Mm-hmm. We're crazy, we know that.
Yeah.
We hope you have every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
Yes.
So, thank you.
And
we love you.
We'll see you during the weekend. Twitter, in case you don't know, we are at Gabriel Series FP, so don't be a stranger, say hello, share your favorite quotes for 2 weeks from now, the next podcast, and share your favorite Professor Julianne, and continue our little, what the heck are we doing? Oh yeah, the We Wanted Gabriel movie. I'm ready to go back to the farm. Gabriel, bye! Paul,
bye.
Wait for me. All right, so we'll let you go. Good night, ladies. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream.